Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Wednesday, August 7th. Bruce Power is matching donations to the Canadian Red Cross in support of those affected by the Alberta wildfires. Chief Operating Officer and Executive VP James Skoniak says Bruce Power aims to raise at least $40,000 to support relief efforts.
We've all seen the images, and it's really an important time for us as Canadians to come together from across the country and do everything we can.
The funds raised will be used to help those impacted in Jasper and other affected areas in Alberta with immediate and ongoing relief. The closing date for donations is August 9th. To donate, go to Bruce Power's website. Grey Bruce OPP have provided a snapshot of calls in the past week, including the civic holiday long weekend. They say they responded to 957 calls for service between July 29th and August 5th. Those included 27 collisions, 21 domestic disputes, 17 thefts, 11 fraud calls, 7 threats, 7 assaults, 6 break and enter, and 4 impaired driving calls. Grey Bruce OPP patrol a region that spans from the tip of the Bruce Peninsula to Saugeen First Nation in the south and Meaford in the east, not including Owen Sound. The annual shore-to-shore race in Wyarton raised an estimated $10,000 for the local Rotary Club, which supports programs and organizations in the area. Wyarton Rotary President and Race Director, Nora Walden.
It went very well, although we were off to a tricky start due to a very severe thunderstorm that rolled through.
The event was at capacity with 180 people taking part. Roller Derby is returning to the Shallow Lake and District Community Center. Loretta Emont says the Grey Bruce ladies will host a pair of games on Saturday night.
We've got a couple players on our team that play for Team Canada and Team Ontario. There's a huge amount of leagues within Ontario now, so we are getting a diversity of games. And we're really excited. Grey Bruce is starting a junior team, so the junior aspect is kicking off as well.
The doors open Saturday, August 10th at 5 p.m. The opening match is set for 6, and there's a second one at 8. A 33-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly threatening Prime Minister Justin Trudeau online. RCMP say the man recorded a video of himself making the threats and then posted them. He's been charged with 2 counts of uttering threats. That's a look at news. Now, on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Cameron Rogers from Richmond, BC won gold in the hammer throw. That was Canada's 18th medal and 6th gold. There were high hopes for the men's basketball team, but they won't win a medal after losing to France in the quarters. In the majors, the Jays beat Baltimore 5-2. Chris Bassett was good, striking out 9 in 7 innings. The White Sox won. They snapped their 21-game losing streak with a 5-1 victory against the A's. Corey Seager hit a home run to end the no-hitter for Houston's Framber Valdez with 2 outs in the 9th. Astros still won. National Bank Open, Bianca Andreescu won the first set 6-love, but lost the next 2 to Alicia Cerenko, so Bianca's out in round 1. And Milos Raonic is also out. He withdrew because of a shoulder injury. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack traded Cedric Gaindon to the Kingston Frontenacs, as well as a 10th round pick from the Attack ahead of the upcoming hockey season. In return, the Attack will be receiving 5 future draft round picks. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Sunny, a light breeze, a high of 24, the UV index 7 or high, clear tonight and a low of 15. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday with a chance of showers in the afternoon or a thunderstorm, a high of 24, the humidex 30. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.